Hey there, happy Saturday. I can't believe it's Saturday already. Where is the weekend flying to? I felt like the week went slow, but the weekend went fast. But here we are, and today I'm gonna be talking about the three things we should be doing every single day in order to start our day correctly and hit our goals, especially our health and fitness ones. So if you're new here, my name is Angelo, and I'm here to share my health and fitness journey. And I hope to inspire you to start yours, or if you're on your journey already, I hope that I can provide some value to you so that you can take your health and fitness to that next level. We're gonna be talking about the three things that you should be doing in the morning. I guess you could do it anytime, but we're also gonna do some Pictionary to get warmed up, and then I'll talk a little bit about my health and fitness journey. All right, so what are the three things that we should be doing every single day? I prefer to do these in the mornings. And I think if you do these three things, starting from the morning, going forward, and it doesn't have to take a long time, it can be very short, because I know sometimes in the morning it gets hectic, especially if you have kids, or you gotta get ready for work, or whatever you got going on. But if you can do it in the morning, you only set yourself up for the rest of the day. The other time would be probably at the end of the night. And the first one would be to have some gratitude. Gratitude opens us up to many different things. One, it helps us take stake into what we've already got. And in health and fitness, we got more than we actually think we do, especially if we're feeling like we're overweight, we're not beautiful, because you are beautiful. And you may be a little overweight, you may be overweight, I don't know what your circumstance is, but it doesn't matter. We should still be grateful, because there's probably somebody else out there that would want to be in your shoes rather than not in their shoes, right? So there's always something we can be grateful for. And it can be small. And you don't have to spend all day on this. It could be simple as like electricity. You stubbed your toe and you get reminded that you actually have a couch or a chair to sit on. Your cat leaves hairs all over your clothes or something like that. You're thankful that you even have a pet that allows you to pet it, and it's soothing and comforting at times. Different things like that. It can be very small. I think the other day, what was it? I was thankful for the sun and the warmth that it gave me. I was thankful for, what was the other thing? It was something similar. And yeah, it just open yourself up to be thankful, because once you're thankful, you will open up. And then the next part that comes from that is setting your intentions. Set your intention. So now that you've been grateful for what you've got, and you truly are grateful for it, the next step is to actually put out there like what it is that you want. And for some people, this is praying, right? For me, it's praying. For other people, it might be just simple as that, being grateful, setting the intentions. For others, it may be praying. For others, it may be meditation. I don't know. Either way, what you want to do specifically for you is to then open up and say, look, I'm thankful for where I'm at, but I want more. I want to do more. I want to give more. I want to fill in the blank, dot, 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 more. I want to instead of. Start doing it that way. But when we do intentions, we want to set it in a positive framework, right? We want to set it up like, I want to lose weight. That's actually a bad way of putting it. I want to lose weight, or I want to lose more weight, or I want to be more beautiful. That already assumes that you are overweight. It already assumes that you are not beautiful. So we got to be careful of how we set our intentions for the day, because we want it to be in a positive thing. I want to, instead of saying, I want to be healthier, you could change it to more of a, I want to be healthier than I already am. Does it see, like, already healthier than I already am? That assumes that you're healthy, and then you want to move to healthier. I want to be more beautiful than I already am. Right? That assumes that you're already beautiful. But if you just said, I want to be more beautiful, that assumes your brain starts thinking, well, you're not beautiful now. And we got to be careful how we set our intentions, because if we set it wrong, we could end up, subliminally, subconsciously telling us another message. Although it's a positive message, we are also sending a positive or a negative assumption in our current state. And we always want to be thinking in the positive. And I'm not talking about being unrealistic or ignoring the situation. But if we think about gratitude and then think about intention, we can still be thankful and be in a positive place, even if our situation is, let's say, a little less welcoming, or we don't want that. So let's say we have a heart failure, right? Let's say you had some surgery. Let's say there's something going on with you. The fact that you woke up and breathe and that you have another opportunity to get healthier means that you are healthy. You're not dead yet. So we got to reach for those. And you may say, Angela, well, that's a little over the top, don't you think? And I guess that's up to you. I mean, you get to believe whatever you want. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, you decide what you're gonna believe in. You can believe what I have to say. You don't have to believe what I have to say. But I'm telling you, if you can work forward and work with what I'm telling you here, then I think you're gonna figure out that, at least try it. You know, I always say that, at least try it. Try it for a week and see what happens, right? Set your intention. Say, okay, today I'm gonna become more beautiful than I already am by drinking more water. I'm gonna be more beautiful than I am, or I'm gonna be healthier than I am, than I am already, by eating healthier. And I'm going to do this today, and really be specific on what it is that you're going to do. And if you can, you know, be as specific as possible, put that out there. And then the last step is just go do it, right? Don't expect life to just throw it at you. So what we're doing is we're opening ourselves. And I don't know, there's science out there and all that stuff. And, you know, there's this wishy-washy, you may think some things are wishy-washy, whatever. At the end of the day, if it works, why do we care what the science is? What, you know, if it's wishy-washy, if it works, let's do it, right? If it gets us to our goals, let's do it anyways, and let science and all them worry about why it happens, how it happens, but just try it. Just do it. Go out there and be grateful. That's going to open you up. It's going to set these vibrations. I don't know what else to call them. It's going to set you in alignment with God. It's going to vibrate in the air and send off these, magnets to attract things, right? It's going to be like, whoa, I'm ready to receive now. I'm thankful for what I have. I'm abundant. Now I'm ready to receive. And remember I talked about, like, we got to fill our cup 100% or that's it. Nobody else, we can't fill other cups. By doing gratitude, we start filling that cup up. We fill it up. And then we're ready to overflow with our intentions, with ourselves. We set our intentions with not only ourselves, we can set intentions for how we want to inspire, move, and create a new future and fill other people's cups up, right? But we can't do that till we're grateful. We can't fill our cups and spill it over and go to others until we are already thankful for what we have. So do that. Go do that, and you're going to see that things are going to happen. But you have to go start doing it. And when you start doing it, you're going to set that motion out there like you really want it. If you're like, yeah, you know, I like to lose a couple of pounds. And then you go and grab a cup, you know, the bag of chips or whatever, and sit down. And just because I'm saying I want to lose a couple of pounds, yeah, I'm still going to eat these chips, does not mean that you're going to lose the pounds. You have to tell your body, you have to tell whatever you believe in, that I'm ready, I'm doing what it takes, and I'm willing to go forward because I believe that this is going to happen. And once you start doing that, you're going to see your health and fitness is going to change. If you do this in other aspects of your life, you're going to see your time management change. You're going to see your finances change. Like, you got to set those intentions, especially those three main things: finance, health, and time management. You got to set those intentions. You got to be grateful for what you already have in those areas. And then you can start expanding. All right? So that's the topic today. As far as my health and fitness journey goes, so I've been really thinking about Tim Ferriss's book, that the four-hour body. And as I digest it more, I'm almost, you know, I almost want to abandon what I'm doing for the last 3 pounds just to go see if this is going to work. And there are some more adjustments as I did more reading than I thought there was. But it's not like over the top crazy. So I'm almost wanting to abandon those last 3 pounds to see what happens. I'm afraid what's going to happen is I'm going to lose too much weight, but I'm also afraid that it's not going to work. So, and what do I talk about when we say, when we're afraid of something? We've got like this little blockade, and I'm thinking to myself, this might be the thing that I need to do. It's not like I'm totally abandoning what I'm doing. I'm just switching it. And I think I'm going to do that starting this coming Tuesday. I haven't committed to it yet. I'm thinking about it. And yeah, I'm if this was a 50-50 line, I'm leaning more towards I'm going to try doing it just to see what happens. I'm not afraid to go backwards. The other reason I hesitate is because I promised you to show you how I was going to do it my way over for these 5 months since January. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, if there's a better way, why not try it? If it doesn't work, I still have the 5 months that I promised. And I think another part of me wants to do it anyways, because I want to encourage this in you. I want to encourage this in you, because this is what helped me before. Once I allowed it to happen, I deviated sometimes and said, let me try this, let me try that. I wanted to stick to something this time, but a part of me is intrigued, like really intrigued, and I want to try it out. And I think that's a good thing. If it doesn't work, I go back to where I was. Now, there are some freaky things in there that I'm going to have to let go or allow to happen. And I think this is good, because if it does what I think it's going to do based on what he said, what Tim said in his book, I think I'm going to be setting myself up for even something better than I did before. So the only thing that really makes me feel comfortable is that it's very similar to what I already do. So that's that. I'm curious what I'm going to weigh on Tuesday, and then what's going to happen when I switch over. This will be very interesting. I'm still doing the 5 minute exercises, and the weeks just seem to be like clicking off like really quick. So anyways, that's it for today. If you think this episode is going to help somebody, please share it with them. Please do that. If you haven't already, please make sure to follow, like, subscribe, whatever platform you're watching or listening or reading this on, please follow me, because I want to provide more value to you. And the only way you're going to see that is if you're following me. And if there's something that you want me to talk about in the future, again, please leave a comment, and I will make sure that I either respond to that answer right then and there, or I'll make a future episode out of it. Other than that, remember, you're only one healthy habit away. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.